the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about an MMA fighter who had a supernatural experience. That experience led him to exchange his gang for Jesus Christ. You can find out more right after this message. When Robert Morris started Gateway Church, with the support of Jimmy Evans, his heart was to feed God's sheep and to help other pastors and churches to do the same. Now, more than 18 years later, Gateway has grown to over 39,000 members, and it's impacting the world through Christ-centered teaching, ministry, and missions. If you are a pastor or church staff, God's call is on your life, but that doesn't mean that ministry and church administration is easy. Let Gateway Church's resource network help your ministry by giving you the tools and support that you need to have a greater impact in your sphere of influence. Just visit gatewaynetwork.com today to learn more. Popular MMA fighter Rene Martinez, also known as Level, grew up in Leisure City, Florida. His dad was out of the picture, and his mom was in the streets and practiced a form of witchcraft called Santeria. Level says his mom sacrificed animals all over him, and as a young kid, he started seeing demons. At a mere 12 years old, Level started breaking into homes, stealing guns, and getting involved in drive-by shootings. And in 1990, he started a gang known as the Latin Syndicate. He says they had around 300 members. Half of his friends are now in prison, he says, and the other half are dead. Level's life began to change somewhat, though, after he became a dad. He wanted to better provide for his family, so he started pursuing bare-knuckle fighting and MMA, that is, mixed martial arts. He got famous fast, and yet his success couldn't fill the void within him. When Level's mother became a Christian, though, she started praying for him, and in 2016, God answered her prayers. Level had a supernatural experience with God. He says this, "It's like he showed me my whole life in a matter of like 5 seconds. I just got on my knees, I started crying out to God, and when he spoke to me, I knew that if I didn't surrender, I felt like I was going to die." End quote. That was 2.5 years ago. Now, Level visits prisons, housing projects, and juvenile facilities all to share the love of Jesus Christ. He says this, "I came back to the streets I used to terrorize, but I'm giving them life now. Now I'm giving them Jesus." Level also ministers to former gang members, and he often baptizes people in some of the city's harshest neighborhoods. Listeners, if Level's story encouraged your heart, share this podcast with a friend. You can read more about Level and his story at charismanews.com or cbnnews.com. Tune in next time. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.